At these celebrations, are there a lot of like little kids and family members? And with that, like, I see my girls growing up, they're 7 and 8, and they drive me crazy, and I'm like, meditate with daddy, or, you know, how do I bring about that that practice? Because, you know, they know when the door's closed, daddy's meditating. But so I'm setting an example, but at the same time, I want them to. I'm like, oh, you know, get away from this technology, all these things. So I'm just kind of like, what do I do?
Yeah, no, traditionally, a monastery is a place where basically everybody goes. Kids go there. And say, like in Thai culture, then, I mean, it's not just a holy sanctuary that nobody goes in unless you're ready to be enlightened. It's you know, where kids go to play, and it's where kids go to learn something more about themselves or about their, you know, the tradition, or so it's and it's quite organic. Certainly as a traditional monastery, then that's something that we're a bit far away from the local village, but people come to the monastery for different age groups. That's one of the things where we just completed a new building project. One of the things we included in the project was a children's room, so that kids can come or parents can come bring their kids, and so that it's. And I really rejoice when I see kids come to the monastery, because it then to me it's like it's to, like a monastery. And a Dhamma center, a place of the Buddha's teachings, isn't really complete until it reaches all those, you know, from the time you're a child to the time you're doing the funeral rites for somebody. And that's, so I see it as really, really important. So, and obviously some people are and some teachers or some monasteries are way more skilled at dealing with children, and for some, they're just weird little human beings. They look, they look like they should be human, but they, you know, they're all kind of the smaller scale something. But many are really skilled at teaching and leading, and I'll say, like, one of our monasteries in Thailand, he's been doing the abbot, and he's got the support of many other teachers, and they do a regular program of the children coming and living in the monastery through the year, and then doing ordinations in the hot season. Everything is still so sort of new and fresh in America that it's, you know, just putting the roots down. But you know, certainly as I'd love to see that happen, and you know, certainly Abhayagiri's there. And the easiest thing you can do is take them out on the trails and wear them out, you know. Take them out in nature, and there's no cell signals.